It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right, let's talk through this one. Royals lose game two in Cleveland. They're doubled up by a final score of 6-3. And boy, is that a misleading box score, isn't it? Royals lose 6-3. The fact that they lost is certainly not misleading. No. They were not very good tonight. Michael Lorenzen, I'm not going to say anything negative about tonight's starting pitcher, but the Royals score 3 runs on 6 hits. Yeah, that's not indicative of the game I just watched. 3 runs on 6 hits. 2 of the 3 runs, 4 of the 6 hits came there in the ninth inning. So, yeah, the box score is certainly lying to you tonight. 6 runs allowed to the Cleveland bats, I think, is misleading. Because, again, Michael Lorenzen wasn't bad tonight. Angel Zerpa, Steven Cruz, they got the job done. The pitching, as a whole, was more good than bad. No, pitching wasn't bad. Sam Long was bad again. Boy, oh boy. Did not think Sam Long was going to be a story tonight. Even when he gave up the 3 runs in the 8th inning, I didn't think we'd be talking about Sam Long. I didn't think that he would be the main topic of discussion. Well, I guess I'm not sure if he's going to be the main topic of discussion. Phone lines are open for you. Text lines there as well. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Maybe he's not the story. Maybe the story is the offense. Again, an offense that really didn't show up until the ninth inning. Maybe that ninth inning is a sign of things to come. Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, Massey putting together 4 consecutive knocks. Maybe that's a sign of things to come, or maybe that's the latest indication that Emmanuel Clase is not that dude anymore. Yeah. Personally, I don't think Sam Long is the top story. I do. I think it's the offense, but there's no running away from the Sam Long conversation. The guy, every single time he's been on the hill this year, he's watched a run come across to score. Not always his run, but in all 7 appearances so far this season for Sam Long, he's been on the bump, and a run's come across the plate. Yeah, tough to say anything encouraging about Sam Long anyway to support the 30-year-old lefty. It's tough to do. It's impossible to do 15 games into the season. But the offense is the story, right? I mean, we all agree, Sam Long has been bad this year, and if you want to replace him, go for it. But the offense, stymied for the first 8 innings, able to save some face by putting up a pair in the ninth, and that's how we arrive at a final score, 6-3, Cleveland takes game 2, and the Royals are now 1-4 this year against the Guardians. You still have, 8 more meetings with them? But following tomorrow, you don't face them until the end of July. Tomorrow's the last crack at Cleveland for the next 3 months. Royals have dropped 4 of 5 to the Guards, and they've been outscored in those 5 games by a total of 16 runs. Let's head out to Pleasant Hill Chuck, you're going to hit leadoff tonight. Chuck, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call, man. I love you and I love your show. I called in as soon as the last out of the game because I was so gosh dang teed off about this offense. You cannot expect our 2 through 4 hitters, Witt, Vinny, and Salvi, to be your guys to win the game every night. All three of them are slumping. I'm sorry, it sucks. We want to see them hit, but they're not hitting. It is what it is, and they're going to come around. But they're not hitting, and we've got 6 other guys in the lineup that aren't doing a single gosh darn thing. And I'm sitting here listening to this miserable-ass game on the radio, and so I pull up the AAA roster, and I'm looking at our AAA guys. Hell, we got a left fielder right now that's batting 313, and he's got a 976 OPS.
That's AAA, though. That's a big diff. That's AAA. That, you know, Drew Waters had an OPS north of 1,000 in AAA. Is he a savior?
Well, Drew Waters sucks, but this guy that I was looking at, he's got almost a 1,000 OPS, and he's batting 313. Kick MJ out of there and pull this guy up. We're not
so you're not listening to me, though, Chuck. I just made the counterpoint to the point that you're making. AAA is not big league baseball. To view AAA numbers and believe that they're going to translate to the show is ridiculous because I just mentioned that Drew Waters is the reigning International League Player of the Week. He was hitting 300 in AAA. He had an OPS north of 1,000. And, you know, what did he do today? 0-for-1. Coming in to replace Jonathan India, do you view Drew Waters as the answer offensively?
No, I don't like – I love Drew Waters. I like him as a guy. I've met him in person. He's an awesome dude, but he's not a ball player. But he's a ball player. He's a major leaguer. But he's not the answer. I mean, we just get rid of MJ – or Renfro and Wright, just pull somebody else.
Yeah.
Up.
All right, Chuck. I appreciate the phone call. All right. So we're just going along with narratives, right? What you heard someone else say at work, you're calling up and gonna pair it on the radio. I'm not having it. Hunter Renfro didn't play tonight. MJ Melendez is your 8 hitter. A guy on the bench and your 8 hitter are not why. They're not the reason why you lost tonight, and they're not the reason why you're averaging 3.2 runs per game, second lowest in all of Major League Baseball. It's not them. They're not pitching to Bobby, because why would you pitch to Bobby if he's not properly protected? Now, nice game from Vinny. Vinny's first 3-hit performance of 2025. His second home run of the season. Both have come against Cleveland. Nice night for Vinny. Salvi with 3 punch outs tonight after, you know, prior to that ninth inning. Salvi does come through in the ninth inning as he smokes one to center for an RBI knock. But listen, you're aware of OPS. You were throwing out the OPS of someone that you didn't even know their name. You were saying, a left fielder at Omaha. If you don't even know his name, do you really believe him to be the savior? Do you really believe him to be better than MJ Melendez if you haven't even learned his last name? But you know about OPS. Okay. The league average, big league average. The big league average OPS is 702. All right. Jonathan India, your leadoff hitter, has an OPS more than 100 points below league average. Vinny Pasquantino, following even a big night tonight, his first multi-hit game in more than a week, his OPS is still below league average. About 20 points below league average. Salvi's OPS is more than 140 points below league average. Michael Massey's OPS is almost 200 points below league average. How can MJ Melendez, who his OPS is almost 400 points below league average, I'm not defending MJ, but to act as if the eight spot hitter is the reason why your offense is mired in this rut, you're confused. You're incorrect. You're doing the same thing that baseball fans in this town have been doing for decades. Blaming the eight hitter. Blaming Chris Getz and Omar Infante, putting it all on Nicky Lopez. It's not on them. It was never on them. It was always on Eric Hosmer and Alex Gordon. It was on Hunter Dozier, and now it's on these guys that occupy the middle of the lineup. My game notes following this 6-3 loss at the hands of the Cleveland Guardians are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. There's a phone line open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Matt Quatrero, when answering the questions of Annie Rogers after the game, didn't seem all that concerned about the severity of Jonathan India's quad tightness that forced him to leave the game after the top of the sixth inning, calling it a mild issue for India. So hopefully he's back out there tomorrow, because you do not want to get swept against the defending division champions. You do not want to start your quest to dethrone them as division champs. You don't want to start that off by dropping five of the first six. You got the right guy on the hill tomorrow with Cole Ragans, but even Cole Ragans can't do it all. You got to score at least one run for him tomorrow. Likely going to need to score multiple runs. Thanks for the phone call. Way to get us started, Chuck. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. We get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
From the stretch, the right-hander deals, and a swing and a ball well hit deep right center field, and that ball is gone. It's a home run for Vinny Pasquantino, his second on the year, his sixth in Cleveland in his career, and the Royals have a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, Vinny, a lifetime 330 hitter against the Cleveland Guardians, spanning now 24 games. Vinny's home run there in the fourth inning put the boys on the board, gave them the early 1-0 lead. That was all downhill from there, but that moment right there was pretty cool. Vinny's second home run of the season, his first extra base hit since Monday. That's our MVP air conditioning cool play of the game, brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. So Vinny's blast there in the fourth was the opening salvo offensively in tonight's game two of a three-game series in Cleveland, but the lead was short-lived. Bottom of the fourth inning, right after getting that 1-0 lead, Lorenzen falls behind a couple of hitters and gives the lead right back. Falls behind Jose Ramirez, the leadoff hitter, 3-0. And then you got to come in to one of the best players in the sport. He laces a single to center. He's replaced after a fielder's choice from Carlos Santana. And then Michael Lorenzen falls behind Kyle Manzardo, 3-0, issues a one-out walk. It's first and second with only one out. A long fly ball off of the bat of Nolan Jones allows Carlos Santana to tag up and get to third. And then the star of the series so far, Cleveland second baseman Gabriel Arias, He's dared by a fastball from Lorenzen, and much like Nolan Jones did the plate appearance before, Arias puts a good swing on it, puts it right back up the middle, and it's just out of the reach of a diving Michael Massey. Carlos Santana comes in to score the game-tying run. Royals would never lead again. Lorenzen would give up another run in the fifth inning with a pair of defensive miscues. No errors, but two plays that good teams need to make. A double play that needs to be turned and a base that needs to be covered. So a disappointing fifth inning sees Cleveland take a 2-1 lead. That dude, Gabriel Arias, again, homered last night, homers again tonight, takes Lorenzen deep with two outs in the sixth. That made it 3-1, Cleveland, and then Sam Long turns it into a laugher, giving up three runs in the eighth inning. A two-run deficit balloons to five. Royals tried to make a comeback in the ninth, but fell a little short. They scored two off of Emmanuel Clase, but obviously two is not enough. And that's how we arrive at our final score of 6-3. All right, let's go back to the phones. 913-586-7965. Text line as well. We'll dive into the text line coming up in a moment. Same number, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Elliot in Prairie Village. Elliot, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Murray, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Just one. Sorry you had to be in Cleveland tonight. It's a beautiful night home in KC. But yeah, I just wanted to say and I know no one wants to hear this after two bad losses, but I really hope people can learn to kind of give this new team and this new regime kind of the benefit of the doubt, because they've done several things that have showed you that they care and they're actively trying to improve on a game-to-game basis. Whether it's, you know, Sherman being willing to spend money on the right players, or a superstar, not just like a Kansas City-level superstar, but a superstar like Bobby Witt signing long-term here. I mean, there's just a lot of things that I think people should really reevaluate in terms of how they view the team. And I know we're all scarred from just years of terrible Royals teams, but those teams never did anything really to really inspire much hope that they'd actually do much better later on in the season. And these guys, I have, you know, every confidence that they're absolutely trying, at least. And when it comes to Renfro or Melendez, you know, Dayton would have taken too long to do anything with him. But JJ, you know, he's a smart guy. He'll pull the trigger when it's right. And, you know, that's all I got. Anyway, I just want to say I love your show. And, yeah, hope we can all just kind of learn to enjoy more.
I love where your head's at, Elliot. Thanks for the phone call. I would say a lion's share of people that listen to this show are in your camp as far as believing in the regime. I really think that's most Royals fans, most sports radio listeners. Now, the vocal minority often draws a crowd, and the vocal minority is often a bunch of wackos, right? Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7965. Yeah, listen, I could sit here and give you plenty of reasons why you should still be optimistic. It's kind of silly to do, though, 15 games into the season when your team's just a game below 500. And the rotation still, even tonight, Michael Lorenzen, 5 2/3 innings, 3 runs on 7 hits. 1 walk, 4 punch-outs. Gave you a chance to win. And your starting pitching has given you a chance to win every time out, right? 15 for 15. I know Waka only went 4 in his debut, but in those 4 innings, he only gave up 1 run. You know, if it's up to me, and I can have one facet that ranks top 3 in baseball, I'm choosing my starting pitching, and that's exactly what you have here. And you have a chance to win most nights because of your starting pitching. Certainly the bullpen takes a hit with the loss of Hunter Harvey. Someone needs to step up, whether that's Zerpa, Steven Cruz, who comes in tonight and picks up a pair of outs, getting Jose Ramirez to fly out, getting Carlos Santana to stare at a well-placed slider. Steven Cruz looked very good tonight. Back-to-back nights where he's looked really good. Now, sure, is the bullpen loaded? Is the bullpen perfect? No. No, the final two spots in the bullpen right now occupied by Chris Stratton and Sam Long. Hard to say anything to defend them. Hard to point to any number that could boost your confidence in either one of them. No, I understand. But I didn't come into the season saying, man, I'm looking at Chris Stratton and Sam Long to lead the bullpen. I'm looking at MJ Melendez and Hunter Renfroe to lead the offense. Now I'm looking at Bobby and Vinny and Salvi. Looking at those big three, looking at Jonathan India, that's where it begins for this offense. So when India, Vinny, and Salvi are all well below average hitters 15 games into the season, at least compared to league average, if you have subpar performances from your stars, personally, I never thought the team had the type of depth offensively or depth in the bullpen to offset major shocking regression from the big dogs. If this continues with Salvi and India and Vinny, well, this team's not going to sniff October, but I don't believe it's going to continue. So long as India's healthy, and again, Q gave us no reason to believe that the quad issue is severe, as long as India's healthy, I think his track record speaks for itself. He's, at worst, a league average hitter. Salvi's track record, you know all about that. And if Vinny's healthy, his track record says he's a well above league average hitter. Do they need more? Will they need more offensively? Possibly. Likely. Hopefully that's internal. Hopefully that's Jack Caglione or John Rave. Hopefully the answer's in-house. But there will be options. And no matter how concerned you are with this offense, if this rotation continues to do what it's done, you're going to stay in a majority of games. You're going to hover around 500. Right? If you continue to get this type of performance from your rotation, if the defense tightens up, well, then you're going to be in just about every single game. You're going to hover around 500 going into the All-Star break. And there's no reason to believe that this organization will be timid prior to the trade deadline. There will be options out there, ways to improve this offense. And with the kind of money that you spent on Michael Wacha, with the uncertainty of Seth Lugo returning next season, I'll be shocked if the Royals find themselves sitting on their hands at the deadline. So I understand the concerns with the offense. Again, Vinny's home run tonight was the team's seventh home run of the season. Wilmer Flores had as many home runs as the Royals entering tonight. Tommy Edman has six home runs. The Royals have seven. You know, the hope is, as your head hits the pillow tonight, the hope is what we saw in the ninth inning against Emmanuel Clase is a precursor of things to come. Michael Massey snapping a personal 0 for 11. Salvi coming through finally with a runner in scoring position. Vinny finishing off a three-hit night. And then Bobby just continuing to intimidate teams with his speed. Bobby tonight, 1-for-3 with a walk, a stolen base, and a single. His on-base percentage is up to an even 400. Our player of the game tonight, following this 6-3 defeat at the hands of the Guardians, our Guaranteed Foods player of the game is Vinny Pasquantino. His first three-hit night of the season. It's just the third three-hit performance by any Royal this season. Kyle Isbell had one, Jonathan India had one, and that's it. And now Vinny. For being named player of the game, Vinny will receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. You're going to love the twice-baked potatoes with cheddar cheese. Everyone loves the gourmet turtle cheesecake for dessert. All you really have to do is add wine. It'll all be delivered to your home from Guaranteed Foods, so congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods player of the game, the undeniable one, Vinny Pasquantino. All right, let's go to Justin in Oklahoma City. Justin, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. Hope you're enjoying your Saturday night. Watch the game tonight. You know, it's frustrating because, you know, I feel like they can generate more offense out there. I know a lot of people are saying, I mean, every time I listen to the postgame show, which I love the postgame show, I love listening, and they talk about MJ Melendez bringing somebody up from AAA, and I heard the first caller talking about trying to bring somebody up from AAA, and I mean, it's a much different ball game when you get up there, but, you know, I see some positive. I mean, Vinny, man, I mean, was he two for three tonight, and, you know, I do agree. I mean, I also obviously think that, you know, there's been a little bit of offensive struggles, but I think it's early in the season. And I think the offense will get going. One thing I
they better.
About, I haven't had a chance to talk to you about it. Absolutely. I haven't had a chance to talk to you about this yet, Vern. But, you know, the pitching, the starting pitching, man. I mean, I don't know, you might disagree with me, but I think the starting pitching has to be a little bit better. I mean, Cole Reagans was amazing. His last
they
outing,
need to
man,
eat up more innings. I'll agree with you on that, especially with the loss of Hunter Harvey. I need, you know, the 10 punch outs, the double digit punch outs from Cole Reagans. That's great. But I'd take an additional three outs and a few fewer strikeouts if it's up to me.
Right. I mean, was you satisfied with, I mean, even last night, I didn't get a chance to talk to you last night, but with Chris Buvich, or would you satisfied?
Yeah, six
with,
innings of two-run baseball. You'll take that. Thanks for the phone call, Justin. No, you'll take that every time from Chris Buvich. Listen, this is just my opinion, but Michael Lorenzen, I'm not asking to saddle him up, right? You're not the guy that I need to carry us to victory. You can help lead us to victory, sure. You're a starting pitcher. You must. But Lorenzen, someone, give me five innings and a chance to win. Chris Buvich, give me a chance to win. Cole Reagans, I need you to be the reason why we win. I don't care who you're squaring off with. Whatever he does, I need you to do him one better. Because I view Cole Reagans as one of the finest pitchers on the planet. And when you're that good, expectations are heightened. You know, just like you wouldn't accept Patrick Mahomes. You know, Patrick Mahomes' performance can be viewed as subpar, where if Bo Nix put up those numbers, you'd say, wow, what a nice showing for the young quarterback. You know, Chris Buvich has certain expectations. Michael Lorenzen has certain expectations. I'm not even asking Michael Wacha to match what he did last year. I need Cole Reagans to be a win day. And he hasn't been that. He's been good. He's been very good. He's been awesome. But I'm not enamored with the punch outs. I'm enamored with outs, victories, innings pitched. That's what I need from Reagans, because I don't know if I can rely on Wacha to give me 170 like he did last year. I don't know if I can rely on Lugo to give me more than 200 like he did last year. But Reagans, you're the young horse. I need it from you. Oh, in a big way tomorrow, Cole Reagans squares off with Ben Lively tomorrow. It's a 12:40 first pitch. I'm on the air with the On Deck Show coming up at 11:30. Royals lose 6-3. The record falls back below 500, now 7-8. We heard Vinny's home run tonight. The home run from Vinny in the fourth inning was not just his first extra base hit since Monday. It was the Royals' first extra base hit in 18 innings. As a matter of fact, over the past five games, the Royals have four total extra bases. Vinny's home run tonight, three doubles from Bobby, and that's it over the past 45 innings. Four extra base hits total. Take our final quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Here's the 0-2. Ripped into left center field, down into the gap, a base hit. Witt rounds third, he's in to score easily. Martinez throws to third. Pasquantino stops at second. It's an RBI single for Salvador Perez. And now it's 6-2.
Royals would get one more off of Emmanuel Clase there in the ninth, but still not enough. Royals lose game two in Cleveland, 6-3, the final score. Salvi's RBI single there in the ninth, career RBI number 923. That's a random number, but it's an interesting number because Salvi tonight matches the career total of Hall of Famer Joe Mauer. Salvi continuing to climb the ladder of greatest catchers of all time. The second RBI in that ninth inning came courtesy of fellow Venezuelan Michael Garcia with a ninth inning sac fly. 913-586-7965. The next great run producer in Royals history is hopefully Jack Caglione. The big fella's game has gone final at the AA level. Cags tonight, 0-for-4, did hit a hard line drive to the center fielder and punched out looking. Now through 8 games at the AA level, Caglione is 10-for-34, 2 doubles, 2 homers. That's good for a batting average of .294. Cags has 8 strikeouts, 4 walks, and he's made 2 throwing errors at first base. Right, let's take a look at the text line. 913-586-7965. Double J's curious what's going on with this offense. Yeah, buddy, that's where we're all at. Scott in Phoenix, I'm with you. He's leaning on Cole Reagans to shut them out tomorrow. Yeah, I think tomorrow's one of those ridiculous ask games. We used to do that to Brady Singer a lot back in the really trying times when he was our only hope in the rotation. Yeah, tomorrow's start is, Seth Lugo came up big a number of times last year in these situations, but this is where aces need to be aces. You're the better pitcher, I know. Ben Lively was also their opening day starter, but Ben Lively is not the ace of that Cleveland staff. Tanner Bibee is. You may remember Bibee throwing 4 2/3 scoreless yesterday for Cleveland. Yeah, listen, if the offense is struggling tomorrow, Reagans, I need you to put up zeros. 6 of them, 7 of them, 8 of them, I don't know. Whatever it takes. You're a Cy Young Award candidate again for a reason. Go out there and show everybody. From the 816, Vern, you were right. This Cleveland series was going to show us what this Royals team is made of. I'm shocked, though. Turns out they have no fight in them. They're soft as Charmin. I never said that this series was going to show what they're made of, so I disagree with just about everything in there. Rally Mantis has seen enough of Sam Long. 816 says MJ Melendez had his opportunity to become a hero, but he stays a zero. Now, MJ 0-for-4 tonight, 3 hits on the season. He did have an opportunity with, he was the tying run there in the ninth inning with 2 on and 2 outs. He grounds out to the right side. He had a chance to be a hero. Kevin Biggio had a chance to be a hero. Salvi had chances to be the hero. A lot of guys had a chance to be the one tonight, and no one came through. Again, Vinny was our Guaranteed Foods player of the game because he was the only one that had a multi-hit night. He's the only one that delivered an extra base hit. Vinny the DH tonight. From the 913, Vern, great rally by the Royals against Emmanuel Clase. Let's pound them tomorrow with Cole Reagans. Yeah, I love where your head's at, text line. Don't know if I've ever said that. But I like where your head's at. Turn the page. You got your dude on the bump tomorrow. Go be the guy. Go give me 7 innings of 2-hit baseball. Now save the punch outs. Give me early outs. That's what I want. Now you want to punch someone out on 3 pitches? You go right for it. But if we've learned anything over the first 5 meetings with Cleveland is, sure, they traded away Andrés Giménez, a Gold Glove second baseman. I see why. Gabriel Arias is ready for those everyday ABs. They let Josh Naylor get away. We've all seen why. Kyle Manzardo's ready for those everyday at-bats. Give me early outs, Reagans. Now, push comes to shove. You don't have your good stuff. I'll take the punch outs. Battle if you got a battle. But you guys understand what I'm saying. Kelly from Smithville writes it on the text line. Also, done with Sam Long. From the 785, Vern, yes, Sam Long was bad, but the Royals struck out 15 times tonight. That's never going to get it done. Wow, you're right. Luis Ortiz had 10 punch-outs in 5 2/3. Man, he was just blowing their doors off early. Tim Herron had a punch-out. Paul Sewald had a punch-out. Cade Smith had 2. And Emmanuel Clase got Kevin Biggio. Biggio punched out 4 times tonight. Rough go. Terry from Green Bay. Vern, same old, Royals can't hit. Sam Long can't pitch. Foz writes in on the text line, Vern, what I enjoyed about tonight's game was Bobby Witt Jr. still being willing to take his walks, not trying to hit a home run in every at-bat. Yeah, you're right. Bobby takes that walk in the first inning, and then Ortiz gets Vinny staring at 96, blows 98 past Salvi. Yeah, Bob drew a walk, had a knock. Also a pair of punch-outs looking, one of them very questionable. Bob got robbed there in the 6th. But I'm taking my cues from y'all. We're turning the page. We're getting ready for Cole Reagans coming up tomorrow. I'll talk to you at 11:30 for the On Deck Show. I appreciate you listening. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. Take care.
Been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Onto the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate!
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.